Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, Winning Everyday family. What a joy it is to come your way again today. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your morning. Wherever you are listening from, at home, on the road, preparing for work, in your office, or spending quiet moments with God, I pray that the peace of God fills your heart and strengthens your spirit today. Our topic today is staying thankful in difficult days. And our Bible text is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, which says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Several years ago, a woman named Anne Voskamp shared a story that touched millions of people around the world. During one of the most painful seasons of her life, she decided to begin writing down things she was thankful for every day, not because life was perfect, but because she wanted to see God's goodness even in the middle of her struggles. She started with simple things: a sunrise, a smile from a child, a warm meal, a kind word from a friend. What began as a small gratitude list eventually grew into thousands of entries. Later, she wrote about the experience in her best-selling book, 1,000 Gifts. She testified that gratitude changed her perspective. Her problems did not disappear overnight, but her heart became stronger, her faith became deeper, and she became more aware of God's presence. What was the secret? She learned to thank God not only for what was going right, but also to trust Him when things were not. And that brings us to today's message. Many people can thank God when prayers are answered. Many people can thank God when money comes. Many people can thank God when doors open. But can we still thank Him when we are waiting? Can we still thank Him when the answer has not yet come? Can we still thank Him when life feels difficult? My friend, gratitude is not merely a reaction to good circumstances. Gratitude is an expression of faith in a good God. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Notice he did not say, "Give thanks for all circumstances." He said, "Give thanks in all circumstances." That means even when life is difficult, we can still find reasons to thank God. Because God's character has not changed. The situation may change. People may change. The economy may change. But God remains faithful. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Perhaps someone listening today is facing a challenge. Maybe you are believing God for a job. Maybe you are trusting Him for healing. Maybe your business is not growing as expected. Maybe there are family concerns weighing heavily on your heart. Can I encourage you today? The fact that you are still standing means God is still working. The fact that you woke up this morning means His mercy is still available. The fact that you can hear this message means your story is not over. Remember what David said in Psalm 103 verse 2. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Sometimes gratitude requires intentional remembrance. When fear tries to speak, remember what God has done before. When discouragement comes, remember the prayers He has already answered. When uncertainty arises, remember the battles He has already brought you through. Beloved, let me ask you, have you ever looked back and realized that God solved a problem you once thought would destroy you? Have you ever received a breakthrough after a season of waiting? Have you ever experienced God's help at the very last moment? Then why should today be different? The God who helped you yesterday is still able to help you today. And if He remains silent for a season, it does not mean He has abandoned you. Sometimes God is working behind the scenes in ways we cannot yet see. Joseph spent years in prison before reaching the palace. David spent years running before wearing the crown. The Israelites walked through the wilderness before entering the promised land. Yet through it all, God remained faithful. Someone listening today needs to hear this. Your waiting season is not a wasted season. God is developing strength, character, patience, wisdom, and deeper faith within you. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 reminds us that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Today, choose gratitude, not because everything is perfect, not because every prayer has been answered, but because God is still on the throne, because His promises are still true, because His love still endures forever. As you listen today, I declare, every spirit of discouragement is broken in Jesus' name. The Lord will give you fresh strength for every challenge before you. Doors that have remained closed shall begin to open. God will surprise you with testimonies where you least expect them. What looked impossible will become possible by the power of God. Your heart will overflow with peace, joy, and gratitude. This season will not end in defeat. It will end in victory. Receive it in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what are three things I can thank God for today? Have I focused more on my problems than on God's faithfulness? What blessing have I overlooked because I became too focused on what I am still waiting for? Actions for the day. Before today ends, write down at least 10 things you are grateful for. They do not have to be big things. Thank God for life. Thank Him for family. Thank Him for His protection. Thank Him for His provision. Thank Him for His promises. And watch how gratitude begins to transform your perspective. In conclusion, winning everyday family, difficult days will come. Challenges are part of life. But one of the greatest weapons believers possess is a thankful heart. When gratitude rises, faith grows. When gratitude rises, fear loses its grip. When gratitude rises, hope is renewed. No matter what you may be facing today, keep trusting God. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep thanking Him. Your breakthrough may be closer than you think. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, wherever you are, say this with me. I am grateful for God's goodness in my life. I choose faith over fear. I choose gratitude over complaints. God's hand is upon me. His favor surrounds me. His wisdom guides me. His peace fills my heart. Every challenge I face will become a testimony. My future is blessed. My path is ordered by the Lord. And today I will walk in victory. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for your faithfulness, mercy, and unfailing love. Lord, strengthen every listener today. For those going through difficult seasons, fill their hearts with hope and peace. Remind them that you are with them and that you are working all things together for their good. Let every burden be lifted, every fear be replaced with faith, and every challenge become a testimony. Bless the work of their hands, protect them throughout this day, and let your favor rest upon them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message has blessed you, please share it with your family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones. You never know whose life may be encouraged by a simple act of sharing. Keep winning, keep believing, keep trusting God. And remember, with God on your side, every day is a day of victory. God bless you.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.